Good morning and welcome to a new trading week, and it looks like the Australian share market is going to be under a fair bit of pressure when it starts on Monday. The ASX 200 should be down in the order of around 0.75% if SPY futures are to be a reliable guide. They finished down by 50 points or around 0.8%. It turns around a pretty challenging Northern Hemisphere session for stocks in general. The overarching theme of last week was the downgrading of growth and inflation forecast by the US Fed. And on Friday, what we saw was the real world outcomes dovetail with those expectations for moderating activity. So in the US, we saw a weaker measure of manufacturing activity, and that was a factor which saw long-term US interest rates fall below the level of short-term interest rates. That's significant for market observers because historically that has been seen as an indicator of a slowdown in activity or a recession. But the big question at the moment is whether or not that relationship in the age of quantitative easing still holds true. So elsewhere in Europe, we saw particularly weak outcomes for stocks. The German DAX was down by 1.6%. We saw a range of weaker activity measures in Germany. The German composite PMI, a measure of business activity, fell to its lowest level since the middle of 2013. And in London, the FTSE was down by around 2%. So on the local front, we've got a smattering of economic news this week, but none of it which is going to make a big difference. The key will be the US economic growth figures. So the markets will be looking forward to that in addition to any further news on trade. The Aussie dollar remains under pressure. It's trading at 70.8 US cents.